Okay, let's see. We're up to Siman Ayin Aleph, Seder Halayla. But before we do that, we have to go back and do one more Sha'arim Mitzion B'Halacha. Okay, it is on page Shin Nun. We're almost finished this handout. Got the new handouts. Shin Nun on the bottom. V'Daleg Baruch Hashem Li'Olam. We discussed last week the meaning of not saying Baruch Hashem Li'Olam Amen V'Amen. The difference between the Minig Eretz Yisrael and Minig Chutz Yaretz. In Eretz Yisrael they don't say it, in Chutz Yaretz they say it. And we discussed different shots, what happens when a person davens the Yomud, you go from one place to the other place, what you do, you have to basically follow the Minig HaMokan. We mentioned in the Nusach Svard, they don't always say, they only say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen during the week. They do not say it Friday on Mitzvah Shabbos, and they do not say it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so the different talk, but here he talks about a situation where a person cannot daven, go to a minyan with daven very, very fast, and you find that you cannot keep up. Your minyan gets to say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, but you find that you can't keep up. And now the question is: should you start Shmona Esrei? Should you skip it in order to start Shmona Esrei Tehillat Tzibur, or should you say it and start Shmona Esrei late? So let's see what he says. V'idaleg Baruch Hashem Li'olam Ayin B'Shut Mareinu V'Rabeinu Maharash. Nishal b'misha mispalel b'mitzino is a person who davens slowly. Okay, your mouth cannot say that many words. I once read an article. So they did a study, the Guinness Book of World Records, the fastest, the person who can say the most, they have all the numbers, I can't remember the numbers, but there's a record in the Guinness Book of World Records, the person who can speak the most number of words per minute. Okay, there's a world record. So take that world record, whatever the number is, count the number of words there are in Shmona Esrei, and count how long the average person to say Shmona Esrei. The average person beats the world record three times a day. How could it be?
He's handicapped by actually pronouncing the words.
Well, it happens, of course, is that you said it so many times that it goes a little fast.
So the worst person who won the Guinness Book of World Records, I'm sure he practiced many, many times before he was recorded his speed. So how do we answer this question? Tzarech in gadol atmod. But
that's a story. I don't know, when some rebel or something.
There's another story with one of the gedolei who davened very, very fast Shmona Esrei. He was the Rav. I think this is Rav Chaim. One of the brisker Ravs davened very, very fast, so he was the Rav. So he always finished first. So one of the Balabatim said, it's a design for the Tzibur, you the Rav. And the Rav is the first one to finish Shmona Esrei. Not only that, you finish like lightning fast. So he said to the Rav, maybe the Rav will give you an Eitzah. You daven very fast, but before you finish, before you take your three steps back, just pause and think in learning. Think about something for a few minutes, for a few moments, before you take your three steps back. It shouldn't be such a bizoyin for the tzibur that you daven that you finish first. So he says, I already do that. Okay, to each his own. So here it says over here, Nishal b'mishum espal b'mesin. So a person davens very slowly. V'lo yuchal b'shum pam l'espalel shmona esrei al shal arvis b'tzibur. It is impossible for him to keep up the pace with the tzibur to get to shmona esrei at the same time as everyone else. Rak unless im yafsik b'emsa baruch Hashem li'olam. The only thing he can do is he can stop in the middle of baruch Hashem li'olam and he can right away start shmona esrei with the tzibur. So what should he do? This was the shaila. Iad if tfei lahafsik b'emsa k'dei l'espalel b'tzibur. It's better to stop in the middle of baruch Hashem li'olam. Baruch Hashem Li'olam is a long bracha. Maybe it's not good. He should say the entire bracha and then daven v'lo yispal matzibur. So what's the halacha? Hevi sham din zeh. Didn zeh shemukar mei hamogin Avram, the yachal lidloi kidei lispal lematzibur v'rutz. It says you can do it. You can skip. You can definitely skip. Baruch Hashem Yolam is not as chomer as the other brachas, and you can definitely skip the bracha. It's preferred to daven shmona esrei together with tzibur nining mashlim the bracha. When it comes to the other brachas, you cannot do that. If a person goes in a shul, they don't say Baruch Hashem Yolam amen v'amen, and you are in the middle of the bracha of hashkivenu, you're not allowed to do that. Hashkivenu is the middle of a real bracha. You have to finish the bracha. You have to finish the bracha first. There's nothing you can possibly do. But Baruch Hashem Le'olam is not a real full-fledged bracha. It has a chasima, but it's not a full-fledged bracha. And he paskins that you can stop in the middle and you can start the Shemona Esrei. That is preferred. Then he wants to go verse
v'chalik. Someone walks in and says, and the Olam is starting Shemona Esrei.
You start with him. You have not started the brachas.
Then you start
with Shemona Esrei. You walk into Marav late, and they're just about to start Shemona Esrei, you daven, you start with the Shemona Esrei. And after Maariv is over, then you recite the brachos with the Kriya Shema in the middle. But if you are in the middle of Hashkiveinu, or you're in the middle of Baruch, you're in the middle of the first bracha, and they are going so fast, and you cannot keep up, and now they're beginning Shemona Esrei, and you're in the middle of one of the four primary brachos, then the rule is, you have to say the brachos. You can't just stop in the middle and say the Shemona Esrei, because those are real brachos, ala seder. And those brachos must be said in the proper order. So, but Baruch Hashem Le'olam is an exception. That's not considered to be a regular bracha. It's a bracha smuch l'chaverti. So, it does not start with Baruch Hashem Kinyan Melech Olam. It starts. It only has a chasima. So, you can stop in the middle. Now, by the way, if you do not say the bracha, if I'm not mistaken, you never. If you normally have a custom to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, and for whatever reason you did not say it before Shemona Esrei, you can say it afterwards, but you do not make the chasima. You don't say the last part of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. That nusach, Baruch Atah Hashem, can only be said before the Shemona Esrei. Learn that's what he brings that over here in the Pesukei Teshuvos. But the only time you can say the chasima of Baruch Hashem Le'olam is before Shemona Esrei, not if you're saying it after Shemona Esrei. In fact, some learn that if you don't say it before Shemona Esrei, you're not required to say it after Shemona Esrei. If you want to say the psukim up until the chasima, that you can do, but not the chasima. Here he's discussing a different case. He's discussing the case where you find yourself in the middle of the bracha, and now suddenly they're up to Shemona Esrei, and it's preferred to begin Shemona Esrei together with the tzibur. So what should you do? So he quotes the Magen Avraham, then you can stop in the middle and you can begin Shemona Esrei. Now he wants to go down. This Sefer, the Marash, wants to point out. And once went out, they wants the mechalik. The rotz lechalik the divrei hamogin Avram nemer mechoya b'mikra. He wants to say that this is only true that you can stop in the middle only what happens occasionally. But if this is an ongoing occurrence every single night, you daven to mean every single night. This is the only mean in town, and this happens every single night. Aval im bit midus yina kein evsha delo yidalek. He holds that it's not a good idea. If you're going to miss every single night the bracha, then he holds that you should say the bracha.
Go to another shul.
But if there is not another shul, it simply means there's only 1 million in town. A lot of communities out there, there's only 1 million in town. That's it. It's only 1 million. I know in Boston, I go. There's only 1 million for Ma'arif. If you don't go to that 1 million, that's it. There is no Ma'arif. Where are you going to go? I mean, maybe you can go to Brookline. You can go out. You can find a million. There aren't too many minyanim at night during the winter. A very beautiful yisod. Even though we don't exactly have a practical case, we have a general rule of.
It's
Mahudra
Kama.
What? The Mahudra Kama. Okay. Bidod Behuda Mahadura Kama. So Shakas of the after Aver Beshevial Tase Nitchis Ibnei Kvar of Brios, Avla Aver Bitzmidus Lo Nitchis. We have a principle that a person at times is allowed to not do a mitzvah if it's done through Beshev Al Tase. But that's only when it's done occasionally. When it's done every single time continuously, then you don't apply the principle of being over on Navera, being Mavatal, Mitzaseh, Beshev Yal Taseh. Now, the example, I think one of the examples, I don't remember the example, but we'll talk about not blowing shofar. We don't blow shofar. This is not an example of Kavanah Brios. He's giving the example of Kavanah Brios, but the same principle is when it comes to, like, say, not blowing shofar. We don't blow shofar on the Rosh Hashanah when it's Chal B'Shabbos. Why? Because Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas Berushos Rab. How are Chazal allowed to be instruct us not to be Mekayim a mitzvah Asay Deraisa? The Teretz is, they're not telling us to do an Avera. They're just telling us not to do a mitzvah. It's Sheva Al Tase. I don't remember the example. The Gemara gives an example where they ask a question. There are other examples where Chazal should be Mesakein not to do something, not to do something. And the Gemara there says no, because that would mean it would never be done. Chazal only have the power to tell you Shevi Al Taseh when this year Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So this year you're not going to blow shofar, but next year you will blow shofar, and the year before you did blow shofar. So since Ruba, most of the time you are blowing shofar, it's not so terrible if B'mikra, occasionally Chazal will step in and tell you not to do the Adera. But Chazal do not have the power to tell you not to do a mitzvah when the result will be you'll never ever do the mitzvah. I'm saying one of the examples was Yovel. On Yovel we blow shofar on Yom HaKippurim. We bezman hazeh, we blow shofar after Yom Kippur is over. That's just a zecher. But Mikra Hadin, when would they blow shofar on Yovel? On Yom Kippur itself. What would happen if Yom Kippur would fall the year of Yovel, bezman Shabbos, Hanil Shayakayim, and there was a Yovel, and Yovel would occur on Shabbos? Yovel would occur on Shabbos. Would Beis Din decide not to blow shofar? So the truth is, it's given to Beis Din. One that blows shofar is not the individual, it's the Beis Din. So there are different reasons given to Chazal. But one of the reasons, I remember seeing this not so long ago, one of the reasons the last six parsha was
anyway,
that was by the
Baal Tashem Kol.
But let's assume during this man Shabbos, the Shaykhanim, you blew the blow shofar. So, and let's say that Yovel would be on Shabbos. You would blow shofar. There are many reasons, but why would you blow shofar? Because how often does Yovel come around? Once in 50 years. Once in the Yovel. Once in the Yovel. So if you're not going to blow shofar on Yovel, it's possible that a person will never hear shofar on Yovel. It'll be Oiver, it'll be a Shevi Al Tase, it'll be Chazal telling you not to do a mitzvah, and by not doing the mitzvah, you'll never do the mitzvah your whole life. That Chazal have no power. They only have a power to tell you Shevi Al Taseh, like on Rosh Hashanah. Every year you blow a shofar. So if this year is a Shabbos, this year is Shabbos, so this year you won't blow a shofar. But next year you will blow a shofar. And the year after you will blow a shofar, once in a while. But if this is this is your only shot, it's going to happen once or twice in your life. And then Chazal do not have the power to tell you not to do a mitzvah when the Torah says you should do a mitzvah. There are other examples of this concept which I don't remember. And over here, what the Noda Behuda is doing over here, what the Sefer is doing, is trying to say apply this principle when it comes to davening Ma'ariv. You davening Ma'ariv, and now comes to Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'yamen. This is the Nusach HaTfilah. You're supposed to say it. That's what you're supposed to do. So now you're in a community where there's only one minion, and you can't keep up with the people. So the problem is, what should I do? Should I skip Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'yamen? Now, skipping is not an option, because you are part of a community. Your tradition is to say the bracha. This is the way you're supposed to daven ma'ariv. If you miss the bracha before you say Shmoneh Esrei, you can't say the bracha afterwards. It's all or nothing. It's not like the other four brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, where you can say them after Shmoneh Esrei. This bracha, it's either going to be said before Shmoneh Esrei, or it's not going to be said at all. What am I supposed to do now? What?
Start,
yes, you can start early. Yes, yes. In fact, I saw Talmidei Chachamim do this. I was very, very inspired by this. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In many shuls, I don't know why it is like this. They daven very slow, even in the chashva places. They daven very slow in Shacharis until the end of Kriya Shema, and after Kriya Shema, Emes Liyatsif, pedal to the metal. They may be going 30. Right until Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and once you get to, but everything they say the old Birchas Kriya Shema. Fine, they say all Birchas Kriya Shema. But what's the rush? Where are you going? Where are you going? The difference. Emes Yatim is such a beautiful bracha. pedal to the metal, and they really push it to Shmon Esrei. Before you blink, it's really Micha Mocha, and they're in real Shmon Esrei. Not everyone can go so fast. So I've seen people, they finish Kriya Shema, Shemlo Kechon Emes, and they keep on going. They keep on going. They don't wait for the Shliach Tzibar. I mean, it's a good thing you're supposed to wait. I mean, Mechavan, Shemlo Kechon Emes, you're supposed to wait. But if you are in a situation, exactly like you're saying, is that you really can't keep up with the speed of Emes Yatzev, or you want to say it, it has meaning to you, and you don't have to krich for Kriya Shema. You say the Kriya Shema just as good as you can possibly do anyone else, and you want to go vayit and say the Emes Yatziv, so it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's a good idea to start saying Emes Yatziv to get going. So if you want to start davening Maariv early, that I never saw. Someone start the brachas early, but l'chor, what would be so terrible of starting the brachas early in order? What? Between bracha and bracha, maybe between the brachas, saying a bracha in the middle of the bracha may be problematic. But in between the bracha l'chor, you can say after hamar v'arav, even before you say, there's a shaila of being mafzik between oyav amo yisrael. All right, it's not so simple. I don't really have a good answer. But this is what is chiddush. Very very fascinating chiddush. You have a custom to say baruch hashem li olam amen v'yamen, and if you're in a situation where it's going to be the tzmidus, it's going to happen every single night, you're not going to be able to say Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. So he's saying it may very well be that it's more important to say the brachas in order than to daven the Shmone Esrei B'Tzibur, unless you can. Let's say you can. Not every person is fortunate to live in a community where you have a meet every. Or even if you live in a community, you're homebound. Not everyone is able to go whenever they want. They have shibudim. They have to learn with their children, and they have to do things. They have a parnasa, whatever it is. Not everyone has freedom to do whatever they want. That also could be an issue. But this is a very interesting idea where he says this concept that to do something bitmidus is a different league. The Shavi Altas says when they come to Abrius, Avu Be'aver bitmidus lo nitches ve'el lo soif v'nidon zeh mishu de bracha zu eina rak min haga. He does come to a conclusion that since this bracha is not a real bracha, it's only a minhag, yesh l'tchoysa mivnei tefila b'tzibur af b'tzmidos. His conclusion is, the principle is a very powerful principle. A chilek between a mikra, a one-time occurrence, and tzmidos. However, in this particular instance, Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen, it's not a real bracha, it's only a minhag to recite these psukim with chasima, and therefore you can be lenient, and in this particular situation, it's better to daven shmona esrei b'tzibur than to say this bracha. Okay, that concludes the laws of Maariv, at least for a little folks. Let's now go on to the next laws of the Seder Halayla. Achar tfilas arvis sarach lekboya eis latoro lekayim. After Maariv, a person mechuyav to learn at night a little bit. Lekayim vihagis sabo yoimom voloilo. You shall meditate in the words of Torah by day and by night. Vyesh lochush balaylo. Person has to be careful not to eat too much at night because food puts you to sleep. Person by nature wants to go to sleep. You should learn before you eat. You should not fall asleep. You're hungry. You're weak. Eat a little snack before you go out to your night seder. Kedei liyashev daito v'yachakach lil yilmat ktsas v'yachakach yoichal sudasei deitzarcho v'yachse lilmoy toira ish kefi hasagasa. Omer Rabbi Sinzachon Levracha loy ivrei Lelio Ella Ligirsa, night was only created for the purpose of learning. In ancient times, the world shut down. When the sun set, that's it. Not today. Today, the day just begins. The day is young. As long as the email is working, as long as that screen, as long as the internet is still live, the world is going full force. V'hainu b'leilei charf, that's during the wintertime. Even the summertime, tzarech lilmoid ma'at b'cholayla, l'chaim v'yagis bo yom olayla, mina hamisha, also b'ove eilech, yosef ma'at from the 15th day of of Av, the days are beginning to get shorter. So you have to add more to your learning. Why? So we're going to learn the Jewish of the Pasuk because the Pasuk concludes, Uvalayla Shiro Imi, because at night the person's song was with me. Song is a code for Torah. Because the person learned Torah at night, that's why by day Hashem gives a command that he shall be filled with chesed. He shall be successful in all of his business endeavors. Matam, what's the reason? Yoimam Yitzave Hashem Chasto, Mishum Uvalayla Shiro Imi. Vigadi Arisam say, Amr Ishlakish, Kaloisek, Matabaloyla, Mazeshu, Domel Laila. When it says Laila, does not refer to night, Mamish. It refers to this world. This world is a dark world. We don't see the Yad Hashem always. Anyone who learns to learn this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshech Lev Chutzal Chesed, in the next world, Be'olam Haba, Shu Yoim, the next world is day, Shenemar Yoimam Yitzav Hashem Chasto, in Olam Haba, Hashem will command that a person be filled with Chesed. Why? Because in this world, Uvalayla Shiro Imi, Umikol Shekei Nishi Yesh Lechoy Kavu Lulma Bichol Yoim, Unispatel Bayoim, Tzorechu Lahashtem Chukah Balayla, there's such a concept of having a quota. You have to learn, a person has to establish himself exactly. That's the beauty of Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi, besides the other learning, you have to learn this stuff no matter what. They say about Rav Moshe Feinstein, I remember as a child, that he had a say to learn 7 Daf every single day. And in the summertime, he was in camp, Staten Island, I don't know which camp, and there were a lot of heavy-duty questions that were presented to him that affected many people. And when Rav Moshe took on a shaila, a very controversial issue, he didn't just pass it off the cuff. He went to all the sources. He went and he secluded himself in his library, and he was ma'ayin. He was ma'ayin before he passed in a very big psak halacha, and that took away from his seder halima. So they said it was one Friday night where he learned 49 blat. 49 daf. He spent the whole Friday night learning, and they said, why are you learning 49? He says, I have a sitashlum, and this whole week I couldn't learn. And when I mean, by Ravosh, not learning, I mean, this whole week I was mamish, deeply immersed in different sugyas, to pass some very complicated questions, and I didn't have time to do my 7 daf. 7 daf a day. What? Every month. And also, by the way, the daf means with taisis. He learned the daf with every taisis. So he learned, can you imagine learning 49 daf with Gemara Rashi taisis in one night? So he mashed them the choik, and the spat wayim should tzach lahashtem chukoy balayla. Okay, there are a few interesting things over here. He says that, alright, I'll do this another time. Okay, let me prepare this well. Let's go for the base. Okay. Now he's just giving some medical advice. It's not good to eat before you go to sleep. A person who's healthy, who lemait besudas halayla, sehei kala besudas hayom, it should be lighter. Your evening meal. I don't know what doctors, the doctors in the Shana Teva, everyone is different, you can generalize, we live in a very complicated world, but he says that the Siddhas Yom, today, I don't know, maybe it's true today as well, everyone is different, again, you can't generalize, but he's...
It's the fact that we don't have dinner right before bedtime. Right.
There are many variables. Many variables in everything he says, but it basically says that the night meal... They would sleep in area. You could take a nap in the middle of the day. In America, there's no stop middle of the day. You go full force until day is over, and then you collapse. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different style of living. There's something called in society that midday, the work day comes to a stop, comes to a halt, and people go to take a nap. It's accepted. There's a much greater break in the day in the Middle East than there is in America. So there are two meals. There are two meals. There's the midday meal and there is the evening meal. The evening meal has to be lighter than the day meal. you will gain four things. Number one, Yishma b'riyuso, you'll be healthy. Number two, Ye nishma b'davar midavar ra, shlo yavo lidei mikre laila shabba machmas achil gasu devarim ham chamim. Okay, I'm not sure what this means exactly. Is there any support today in medical science? Is it true that if a person eats a heavy meal at night, it causes hirurim, thoughts, davar ra? Gimel, sheyiyu chaloymoisav neichem umiyushavim, you'll sleep well. Ki meroiv achila ushasiya harbe pomim boim chaloymois koshim vizorim. Okay, dalit shlo tichbad shinasolav viikatz bizman haroi. Is that also true that if a person has a heavy meal, he'll go fall into a deep sleep? And if you fall into a deep sleep, you're not going to be able to wake up so quickly in the morning. If you have a light sleep, then you'll be able to wake up. What's the trade-off? If you have a light sleep, you're not going to, during the day, you're going to fall asleep. I don't know. These are very difficult things. V'day le'odam habari lishon sheishos, 6 hours. V'yizor shlo lishon b'cheder yechidi, never sleep alone. V'lo lishon b'mokam cham b'yoyser, don't sleep in a place that's too hot. V'lo b'mokam cham b'yoyser. Okay, not to sleep alone. Now, over here, the Piskei Tshuva says a lot of these things don't apply b'zman hazeh. Especially, that just means alone means don't be. It doesn't mean to be in a room alone. You could be in your own room. It just means that the house should not be empty. You should have company in the house. Okay, whatever this means. Next, halach again. Royal Chol Yer Shemayim Shekhoidim Shalichasa Lishon Yifash Beish Bemasav Shasa Kol Hayoim. Okay, you have a diary. Some people still do this. Anyone have a diary here? Before you go to sleep, you write down what happened on that day? You have a log? Anyone still do that today? When I was a kid, it was a big thing. You have a diary. You write down what happened. Today, this seems like it's unheard of, such a thing today. Well, to have a diary? Anyone have a diary here? Anyone, before they go to sleep, they write down the important events of the day?
Not men.
What? Women? Women have...
Mostly.
When I was a kid, it was like a big thing. It was a big thing. You have a diary. Not anymore. You have to be. What averos did I do today? Srichin bedika biyosef. V'gam yitin adam aliba limchol lechol adam shachata kinegdo. Okay, that's the ribayna shalom. Hirni meichol lechol adam. That's the ribayna shalom. You say before you say berachas hamapil. In the special ribayna shalom, you have to say meichol kinegdo. Shlo yonesh shem adam machmoso. A person should not be punished because of him. This is the gemara kol mi shechaveri nenash al yado. It's a very scary halacha. Any person that is responsible for someone else's punishment, ein machni sin oso b'mchitzas shel hakadosh baruch hu. It's a very scary thing. V'yema shalosh pamim shorei l'cholman di tzaron, may Hashem forgive anyone that caused me pain. V'achach yoyma ribayna shalolam harini moichel, I forgive. V'chule, a lot of these things are printed in the birchas at kriyashma al hamita, different forms of Ribayna Shlalom, different expressions that people say to forgive everyone for the pain they have caused you throughout the day. Now, there's a very big issue with Yosef. Did Yosef forgive his brothers?
No.
It's not so clear. Big Shaila. We suffer today because of Mechiras Yosef. So why wasn't Yosef forgiven? So didn't Yosef say the Ribbono Shel Olam? Didn't Yosef have a kid to Shulchan Aruch? Didn't Yosef say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive? So that's a very big question.
Did they ask?
So they over here when you're saying Ribbono Shel Olam, did anyone ask you for mechila? When exactly are you mechuyev to forgive? When you're not mechuyev to forgive? A person is not allowed to let himself be a shmata just because a person commits a terrible law and does an avla. So what? This is Olam Shel Hefker. You're allowed to let yourself be a shmata and people can step all over you. It's not a mahalach. Oh, don't worry, this guy will forgive me when I go to sleep. When he goes to sleep, I don't have to worry. I can steal from him. I can harm him. Like, there's different stories of different gedolim when someone they rob their house. So the gedolim were running after the ganav and were saying, don't worry, I'm moichel you. Do you believe these stories? It's hard. Come again tomorrow. I told you this story. I referenced someone who wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He had a pair. I told you this last week, 2 weeks ago. He had a pair of tefillin from his grandfather, a very valuable pair of tefillin, and it was stolen. And he wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he asked him, "What should I do? I feel terrible tsar that they stole my Lubavitcher Rebbe, the current." The current
Lubavitcher.
There has not been a new Rebbe since the passing of this Rebbe. So the current Rebbe, he wrote back to this person in shock, "You should forgive the person who stole your tefillin, because when he puts on the tefillin, it shouldn't be a mitzvah habab avera. It shouldn't be a bracha of atala. So you should take away the bracha of atala. You should be meichel him." So this person who wrote this letter, who wrote this article, he writes that this letter from the Rebbe changed his whole outlook on life. His whole life, he was bitter. "I'm a bitter person. I've been robbed. Someone has violated my privacy. Let's look what someone has done to me." And this letter, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote back and says, "I should forgive the person. It should be bracha of atala." Totally started a change in my attitude in life. He's a very big Baal Madrega. I don't think the average person would be so generous. But I don't know, there's definitely something to it, and there obviously has to be a balance. Let's go for Dal. If a person did not recite the three parashas of Kriyashma, if you did not say Kriyashma, Bizman, you must say Kriyashma again when you go to sleep. Aval im omram balayla, if you already said Kriyashma Bizman at the time of Myriv, Tsarich Lemar Bekriyashma Shalamita, ki im parasha. If you really want to be machmir, you could say all three if you want. Period. It's printed Birchas Hamapil Koidim Kriyashma. It's printed Birchas Hamapil first, before you say Kriyashma. The Yoisit, if he says it, that's incorrect. It would be much better to say Kriyashma and all of the Mizmorim and then recite Birchas Hamapil, because Birchas Hamapil is a bracha that goes on your sleep. The Yoisir Toiv Loimar Birchas Hamapil Basoif Shetehei HaBrocha Smucha LaShena. The bracha should be near, should be smucha to, shena to, going to sleep. And then someone say very chiddush that that's when you say the morning L'Kai Neshama Shena Satabi to Hori Atah V'Rasata Yitzarta. Where is the? Why does it not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kinu Melech Olam? So that's why many people have the custom to recite L'Kai Neshama after Asher Yotzar. But so what's the reason why it's not printed like that in most Sidurim? So one of the most fascinating reasons given is because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. What's the smucha l'chaverta? Birchas Samapil. Birchas Samapil is the beginning, and a l'kai neshama, what about sleep? That's oisin. It's not a half sick. Adrabah, there's no, when a person goes to sleep, that's 1/60th of death. And in death, there's no such concept as time. Hoyo hoyo v'yia. It's a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, and that's why this sidurim printed in that order. Halach l'mais, we're not on such a Baal Madrega, and because we're not on such a Baal Madrega, that's why we have the custom. We do consider it to be a hefsek. We do all these other things in the between. That's why maybe we change the order. And we say, many people say it after they say Asher Yotzer. I don't say something very interesting. The briskas do not say Birchas Samapil. They do a lot of strange things. They don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, talis katan, the briskas. You know that? Because they're afraid. I always heard it was because when I was a child, I heard it was because they're afraid it's pasul. Because maybe one of the tzitzis is pasul, and then they're mechal Shabbos. If you're walking in a place with Zisha Sarabim, you're mechal Shabbos. So they don't wear. But I heard that later, recently, I heard someone speak, that's not the reason. It's because the chayish for the shita, there's a shita in the Rishonim that the tchelest is ma'akev the lovan. But if you don't have treles, then we don't paskin like that. But at least the inyan of chil Shabbos, to walk in the street on Shabbos tzitzah, might not be a mitzvah. What? They don't hold the treles. They hold that's another issue. They don't hold the murex as a treles. They don't hold of the treles, and they hold that the treles might be ma'aki of the lavan. So they're not really being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's chil Shabbos. So they don't wear tzitz on Shabbos. Okay, that's a very. Sorin Sheval Taseh. So, right, so they would tell Skadal. They do have to tell a Skadal. They put on a Talas Skadal.
If you don't wear Arba Kavas, you don't have to put on Tzitzit.
Right, exactly right. So you're not necessary. So it's better. Don't get yourself in trouble by wearing Tzitzit on Shabbos. That's another Chumrah of the Briskos, is they don't say Birchas Hamapil. Why? Because they hold Birchas Hamapil is the Birchas Hanenin. What is Birchas Hanenin? Just like when you take a drink, you want to drink a cup, you want to make a shahakol. Can you just make a Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kei Melechom, shahakol ni'abivarel? Of course not. If you make a shahakol, you have to drink, you have to eat something, you have to drink liquid. When you make a Birchas Hamapil, you must go to sleep immediately. It's the Birchas Hanenin. You're being Meshabech HaDash Baruch Hu for the bracha, the koyach of going to sleep. What happens if you close your eyes and you don't fall asleep? More often than not, you don't fall asleep right away. Whatever the situation is. So it's a hefsek. So because we, in our day and age, are not on a level where we can control our minds, we can just shut off on a moment's notice. So b'zman hazeh will be a hefsek. It will be like making a shahakol and then going for a walk around the block before you drink a glass of water. Therefore, the briskets don't make the birchas hamapil, ever. Shocking. Isn't that shocking? So Shaila is, what about the rest of us, the rest of society, who do not identify with brisk? Are you allowed to accept such a custom? So some people by default. I never knew it. So some people will say, Baruch Hashem, they hear this halacha. They're elated. They're elated because they've gone their whole life not being nizhar in Birchas Hamapil. They're just too tired to mumble the words. So Baruch Hashem, I'm no worse than a briskas. But that's a poor excuse. If you're not a briska, there's no excuse. And he brings down here very sharp words here in the Piskei Teshuvos that you have no right. You have no right. I'll read you exactly what it says. Oh, the bells is also, the Hasidim also hold from this. I'll read what it says. Hinei kevon sheyesh ha-soivim, shebirchas ha-mapil, harehi kebirchas ha-nenin, ve'ein levrocha elo samach l'sheni. You only can make the bracha when you're going to fall asleep. Mamish, nohagu kama ki hilois, which includes bells, brisk, roiv ha-mikubol l'biyushalayim. If you're a mikubol, anyone here a mikubol? Anyone knows how to read palms? They never make Birchas Hamapil Mechashash Shema Lo Ye Rodmu. They will not fall asleep. O Yaf Siku Bedibor. And he concludes here, Ve'ein Linoi Kein El Lamisha Kabola Beruda Biyada. If it's not your minug, you have no right to be Mevatel such a halacha. Halacha is you're supposed to make Birchas Hamapil, which either means, don't worry, if you fall asleep in half an hour, that's also called the Kim of the bracha. Different shear, like, you know, Kedei Achilas Pras, you have to have a shear. Zman falling asleep is not such a etched in stone 10 seconds. And furthermore, whoever said that Birchas Hamapil is Birchas Hanenin, who says Birchas Hamapil is a Birchas HaShevach? A Birchas HaShevach doesn't have to be followed with a Maisa. If you see a tree, you can make a bracha. Hashem created beautiful trees. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be tied to a Maisa. So Nail, there's nothing holding you back from making the bracha at any point in time you want later on. Okay, let's go further. But this is a very important halacha, which L'chayr is a very thing, which is important, that to say the bracha at the end, not to say the bracha in the beginning, not to say before Kriya Shema, you first say Ribbono Shel'olam, and then you say Kriya Shema, and then you say all the Mizmorim, and then you...
Said it at the beginning, then.
It's a hefsek. What? It would be a hefsek.
Brisk would say it also.
Would say it also, because then it shows that it's not a hefsek, it's just a Birchas HaShevach. The fact that they hold that he said at the very end is an indication that it's the if you do hold that it must say at the very end, is an indication that it's a Birchas HaNenin, which means it must be said before you go to sleep, and therefore everyone in the Chatchil, that would be the ideal thing, it seems, to say it at the very end. Okay, next. And then goes further, next, you should say Kriya Shema with the Mizmor before you go to your bed, before you sit down. If you're not on your, not when you're lying down flat, when you're sitting on a chair, or you're sitting up on your bed, is when you should say Kriya Shema and all of the Mizmorim. Birchas Hamapil should be said when you're actually lying down, when you're on your bed. But all of the other psukim and the Kriya Shema should be said when you're not lying down. The Kodim Shelech Lemitas Yelech. Now this, I don't know anyone does this. This is a very interesting thing. This is fascinating. Before you go to Yibed Yelech Al El HaMezuzah, you shall go to the Mezuzah, V'yaniach Etz Be'oisav Oleha, put your fingers on the Mezuzah, V'yoymar Hashem Shomri, V'goymer Hashem protects me. Another pasuk. You put your hand in the Mizuzah, you say these things before you go. An example of a bakasha of shmira. Notice it does not say to kiss the mezuzah. It just says to put your hand on the mezuzah. The Gemara, when it talks with Unkelis, it says that he put his hand. It doesn't say that he kissed the mezuzah. Somehow, for some reason, it became a minig b'zman hazeh to kiss the mezuzah. In the earliest sources, there is no such thing as kissing the mezuzah. The inyan is touching the mezuzah, connecting with the mezuzah. You're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to drink, and you're not allowed to speak until you fall asleep. If you can't fall asleep, keep on going like the Energizer bunny. Keep on going and keep on saying Mizmor and Tehillim until you fall asleep. Say afim sonesi and not familiar with these things, Vigomer or Zuel Vigomer Achet Shetach Tefena Shena. Visugula Linotzel Mimikri Laila Rahmona Litzlan. These Psugim in school, not Rahmona Litzlan, to become Lide, you become Tommy. Ute Kavanosa Besheina Lechaze Kechoi Lavoidas Shamayim. And the Kavan of sleep should be Lashem Shamayim. It should not be for pleasure. It should be to be Mechazek your body. And then he talks about in Yoni Ishus, in Soch Lashamish Mitos. Halacha, hey, Yavshid Malbushav Me'olav, V'lo Yishon Be'Malbushav. Okay, he talks about how a person should be dressed when he goes to sleep. He should remove his clothing and should not sleep in his regular day pajamas. But I mean, the person should not sleep in the clothing that he wears during the day. Because when a person sleeps in the clothing, according to the rules of Kabbalah, it brings upon the clothing a koichas of tumah. Kishacholetz minolav upoyshet begodav choletz upoyshet shall small tequila. Everyone knows this. Well, you do it or not is another story, but everyone knows that you're supposed to take off the left. So taking a nap, only half an hour. So a short nap you can take wearing your clothing, but a long nap, it's a question. It's preferred not.
At night,
but at night everyone agrees. At night, maybe during the day it's different. There's no kichas atumah. There's no ruach ra. At night, this concept of not sleeping in your clothing, it's not a good thing, kabbalistic wise. Now he says, you take off the left. All the garments, always remove the left first. Do not put your clothing underneath your pillow. Ki mishakeach limudo, it causes you to forget your learning. Kabbalah. That tzarich lizor me'or lahargil asatzmo lishkav al tzidoi, you have to sleep on the side. Okay, this is, I don't know how far we go with this today. The iser godol hu lishkav pirakton. It's a very great sin to sleep lying on your back. Okay? To lie on your back is forbidden because it can cause a person to become tummy. Tahainu gaboy limato upon of lamala. Or the other way around, it says upon of lamata, some of machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean a pirakton? So there are really two opinions. So here the kids saying that both are sir. Don't sleep with your lying on your back and don't sleep on your stomach, but rather he says something very bizarre, that when you in the beginning of the night you shall sleep on your left side, now he explains this medically. Dr. Fruchter, you're gonna tell us to change sides, left to right? Look what he says here.
Side is a diminished. finished, risk of aspiration.
And the right sides.
So once the food is lying down for, if you've been sleeping for a number of hours, the food presumably has made its way
down, and then you can change to the other side.
Yeah.
So look what he says here. The liver, munach betzad yamin, v'ho itztomcha, the stomach, betzad small. V'chasha yiteh al tzad small, azayi ha'kovet al ho itztomcha. The liver is on top of the stomach, and it's heated through the heat. I don't know what this means exactly. The stomach is heated, is affected by the liver to some degree. By sleeping on the left side, that assists in the digestive process. Is that true? You do not. No comment.
I heard that one.
After the food has been digested, so that the stomach shall have rest. It should not be under pressure. Shall descend. Oh, I don't think we know what these things mean. This was the science of the time. Okay, 19th century science of the time. This is what they felt was ideal. A person should sleep in the first part of the night on the left side. The person has such amazing discipline. You can discipline your body to go to sleep when you want, and you can sleep and control yourself. It's amazing. It's remarkable. I guess it's a matter of training. People are trained like this. Maybe when I had a tour of the museum, the Living Torah Museum in Borough Park, by Rabbi Deutsch. He's a celebrity now, Rabbi Deutsch. He's always in the news. They have funding problems now. But he showed us the beds of Egypt. Vayishtachu loy al roish hamita. What does it mean, roish hamita? So you think about a bed, a twin bed, and there's the headboard, and there's the footboard. So he bowed down al roish hamita. What? Why would you bow al roish hamita? So I don't remember what he said, but he had there on display in the museum a bed, an Egyptian bed. And he showed us an Egyptian bed is nothing like the way we sleep today on a flat mattress.
No, it looks like
they basically slept on a board, and there was a headrest that was curved to the shape of your head.
Yeah.
And we're looking at him and like, what? Who in the world would sleep? Would want to still look like you're in some type of harness, some type of experiment from some science fiction movie? You lie down. So you explain to us that in ancient times there was great discipline that went into sleeping. We are slobs today. We just collapse on a soft mattress and we fall asleep and we turn this way, that way. And if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he'll tell you about his bed, and you can adjust the knob to a certain softness level. Ever hear those commercials? All these advertisements to buy these very exotic, expensive mattresses. But that's not the way it was in ancient times. Ancient times, there was an art to sleeping. You slept on a hard surface, and your head was in a very precise position, and it must have really enhanced your mental abilities. Person probably woke up, they were refreshed. If we only knew how the science, maybe we would be different types of people today.
Wasn't called a divan.
What?
D-I-V-A-N.
I don't know. I'm not familiar. It could be. So we don't know. But obviously, even not so long ago, in the 19th century, it seems there was some degree of discipline in the way they slept, and people were able to control them. The first half of the night, they slept on their left side, and the second half on the right side, and it's good for digestion. It's not healthy. And by the way, before we conclude, I remember hearing that Shabbosai Tzvi, when he made an appearance, and many Gedolei Yisrael were swept away, that he might indeed be the real thing. I don't remember who. I remember there was one particular god that was very curious, and he sent his talmidim to check him out, to do an FBI investigation, to wiretap his cell phone and monitor his internet activity, and full NSA job on him. And the talmidim came back and they said a lot of very good things, but they reported that when he slept, he wasn't nizhar in this halacha of the sleep shaloi lishkaf perakton, which means either he slept on his back or he slept on his stomach. The Shabbosai Tzvi was not nizhar to sleep on his left side. So this particular, that was the only chasar. Can you imagine? pretty good, huh?
Right, right.
Try to find someone like that today.
Apple?
What? Seemingly he did. He did everything good before he became crazy. Before he did all these. Before he was matir isurim. Before he totally went off the charts and these crazy things. But in the beginning, when he first was trying to build a following, and he was really on the mark, and he fooled many gedolim. But this was the report that he did not sleep practice. So I don't remember who this gadol was. He said he can't be Mashiach. As a year, and he didn't sleep on the side. So he said, can you imagine such a thing? He said that he cannot be Melech HaMashiach. It can't be that Melech HaMashiach is nichshol in even the smallest halacha. Even the smallest halacha, the Melech HaMashiach is muchzak to be nizer. And it's halacha. The halacha is, you don't sleep praktan. You don't sleep on your back or on your stomach. Maybe for 99.9% of the population, we're not nizer in these things. I can't speak for other people. I don't really know what goes on. But l'chora, my impression is we're not nizer in this. But for the Melech HaMashiach, he is nizer. And if you're telling me as a fact that this Shabbosai Tzvi is not nizer, he's suspect. He's choshur not being Melech HaMashiach. And how true that was. How true anyone knows about Shabbosai Tzvi, what happened with him, is fascinating. Bipolar.
He became a model again.
Manic depressant. Okay, let's stop here.